There's a famous question the Mefarshim asks in terms of Avraham Avinu's behavior. Because we know when it came to Melech Sodom, after Avram, and they went, helped win the war, so the money, the booty, everything he was captured in battle, so he said to the king of Sodom, I don't want anything. So we see when it came to Sodom, Melech Sodom, Avram refused to take any of the booty. However, beforehand, when he comes to Paro, we see he was willing to take. And according to Rashi, it seems to say that he even wanted them. So what should be our attitude? Should we know Sony Matonos Yechya? Should you be taking gifts? Should you not be taking gifts? So there are many answers, but there's an answer I saw Rabbi Reisman quote from the Tolna Rebbe. He points out as follows, that the difference is because originally, why did Avram want to take, when it came to Paro, why did he take it and why was it was a good thing to take and he wanted to take. Because Rashi quotes, we know when Avraham went to the traveling, so he stayed at the same inn, and Rashi points out they gave him credit that he was on. So we know when a person owes money, when a person's a Baal Chov, it's not for him to be a tzaddik at someone else's expense. You know what? I'm not going to take the gift and I won't be able to pay you back. When you're a Baal Chov, you have a chiv to pay back. So forget about what it says in Mishlei. Therefore, when you need the money to take Yehovah's, you're desirous of the money because you want to be able, you can't live with the pressure of paying someone back. So when Avram was a Baal Chov, he was willing to take it. But not because he wanted to become wealthier, because he wanted to pay up his Chovas. However, at the time it was Anshei Sodom, he already was wealthy, so therefore he wanted to take on the Chumra, Soni Matonas Yechya. We see Avram was not going to be, he didn't stop anyone else from taking it, like we see when he only wanted to give Yukach Nama'at Mayim, because someone else was getting the water, he didn't want to be a tzaddik at someone else's expense, so he won't take the booty, but he won't stop other people. And in fact, it's a incident with a maisa with Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky that took place in the 1970s when there were big issues with the Sofrim. A lot of the tefillin, a lot of the stam were all found out to be pusil. So there's a big asif in Munzi, and they were talking about mezuzahs, and one Rav said that he runs a gemach. Don't worry, those who can't afford mezuzahs, I'll be happy, we'll be happy to ever get a gemach for you, and you could, borrow money. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky came at the end and said, I agree with, most of the things that are being said, but there's one thing I have to take issue with. That when someone said that people can't afford mezuzahs, they'll have a gemach. So Rebecca says, no way, it's not the halacha. The halacha is, if you can't afford to buy a mezuzah, you don't have to buy. There's certain limitations. A mezuzah is only a mitzvah asay. You only have to spend up to 20% of your assets. If he doesn't have them, so then he doesn't. So he's pater from mezuzah. So Rabbi Yaakov said, wow, what a chiddush. Don't borrow from the gemach unless you know you could pay it back. Better to live in a home without a mezuzah than to owe money. Imagine, that's because the feeling of responsibility paying back. And also there's a story with the Gera Rebbe, that a Rav came from, the Rav came to I guess it was World War II, he borrowed money during very difficult years to help other people. And therefore, when he came to pay back, he couldn't find the money. He didn't know what to do, so he traveled from Lodz to Warsaw to speak to the Gera Rebbe, which is a nice, a long trip. I guess 75 miles. And so he took a train, he finally got there. He went to the Rebbe. And he went in and he told him, he looked very upset when he left. He even looked more upset. And then he sent him back home. So he asked what happened. He sent someone to go with him on the train back, that he shouldn't travel by himself. So the story came out that what happened, the Gera Rebbe told him, if you don't know where you're going to get the money from, don't borrow. And of course, he wanted to teach him the importance of responsibility. But the Gera Rebbe sent a message ahead to help the guy pay off the loan. And as well, famous Maaser was Rav Pam, that person wanted to know, he borrowed money for a house. He wanted to know if he should give Maaser, because until he finishes paying, look, he's a Baal Chov. So that's where Rav Pam write, that Maaser is only a Minag Tov. A Baal Chov, you have to pay back. If you want to keep tabs of how much you want to give later on, that's one thing, but first pay off your debts, pay off your Chovos before you take on the other chumras. And that was, and that's what Rav Pam has pointed out throughout, that the Midas HaChasidus, you have to take things in perspective, that you don't, not to be makbid on minhagim and to lose track of the real dinim. So that's the pshat here, the greatness of Avram. When it came to Aparo, he was a Baal Chov, so of course he had to take the money because he's chayef to pay back. However, when he doesn't need the money, so therefore he took on his chumra of not taking money from Melech Sodom, and the people should give up the impression that Melech Sodom got Avram rich and not God.